In the final episode of the Andrew and Pete show, after what seems like forever, the ultimate marketing champion is finally crowned. And we almost kill Kim Garst.
Oops.
If you're listening to Mexico, it's the Andres and Pedro show.
Arriba!
Welcome to the show. The last of the show. Oh my god, I'm so sad. But we've had some good times, haven't we?
We've had some really
good times. We've had some amazing times. And if you have enjoyed the show, we'd absolutely love it if you could please give us a fantastic review, a rating, in whatever app that you listen to your podcasts in.
At the end of this show, one of our competitors is going to be crowned the ultimate marketing champion. So without further ado, let's get this final show on the road.
Marketing, snug, marry, and boys. We have the amazing Brian Fanzo. So in this game, we give Brian three different platforms, tools, or strategies, and all he has to do is tell us which one he would use forever, i.e. marry, which one he could only use for a day, i.e. snug, or which one he just had to ditch and he could never ever use it, i.e. avoid. Okay, are you ready, Brian, for your three tools?
I am ready, and I love your terminology so much better than the American way of doing this. This will be fun. I'm ready. Let's get our snug on.
Yeah, we need to take snug to the States.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll let you two.
That went awkward before we could even go forward. I love it. That's going to be a new hashtag. Bring snug to the States.
All right, snug, marry, or avoid Facebook Live, Periscope, or YouTube Live? Go.
Ooh. Oh, man, you got me good. I would say snug, YouTube Live.
Mm-hmm.
Marry Facebook Live and kill off Periscope Live, and that hurts me, as I love Periscope, and I have my biggest following on Periscope. So the fact that I'm willing, I can't vote against InZuck. I have a hashtag InZuck you trust, right? Facebook is really the future of the world, and I'd have to marry Facebook Live, or I think I'd just be clueless.
Wrong answers. Hello, Anne Handley.
I am very excited to play. I'm very excited to be here today.
Awesome. Well, the idea of wrong answers is really simple. It's a quick fire round. So in 30 seconds, we are going to ask you as many questions as possible. And all you have to do to score a point is give us the wrong answer. Sounds simple,
okay.
Right?
It sounds simple.
Sounds simple, but it's not.
Ready?
Okay. Ready.
Steady. Go.
What's the best thing to do in Boston?
Best thing to do in Boston is to swim in the harbor.
What does the acronym B2B stand for?
It stands for Finding Nemo.
What's your dog called?
My dog is called Lassie.
Your office is a tiny what?
Pair of pants.
Are you a hobbit?
Yes.
What's next on your to-do list?
Next on my to-do list is to go out in the fields and pick a bale of cotton.
How did you prep for this interview?
That's brilliant. That was great.
Awesome. And you've done so well. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Woo! Wrong answers. That's 6 points. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ant. Well done.
The slow. Fire.
Hey, Jay. Welcome to the slow fire round. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am the creator and host of a podcast called Unthinkable. We do weekly stories about conventional thinking that forms in your work and the people who dare to question it. And I'm also a professional speaker.
Awesome. Fantastic. Okay, in this round, the slow fire round, we're going to ask you the same three questions that we ask everybody. But the catch in this round is that you're not allowed to say a certain three little words. Mm-hmm. So the three little words for you are create, podcast, and episode. So that's create, podcast, and episode. You got
it? Well done. Well done. You got me picked. This will be hard.
This is going to be tough. So this is just our chance to get a little bit deeper and get to know you a little bit better and find out all these this important information from these questions, okay?
Sure.
So, the first question, what is your most shared piece of content, and why do you think that is?
So, it's an episode of my show, which happens to be in audio form, my audio documentary series. Word I said.
That's the first word you said. Episode.
Yeah. Anyway,
and podcast. Come on, you can do this.
It's called Voices, and I made this to tell the story about Merriam-Webster's dictionary, which has done some insane, very lovable, and I think very unique things with their content, specifically on Twitter, to the point where they've blown up. They have over 560,000 followers on Twitter now. They got 7,000% more media coverage this year than last year, because who's covering, you know, the dictionary in the media? But what we did to tell their story was two things I thought that caused this show, Voices, to be shared with everybody. One was I used a lot of voices myself. So we used Tom Webster to voice Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Tom is the VP at Edison Research. He voiced the dictionary. He's got a booming voice, really great voice. And he was kind of a funny recurring character. Then we used a contributing producer in New York named Andrew Littlefield, who works for a content company called Seros. And he went and found a jazz trombonist who taught us a very valuable lesson. So we went outside the marketing echo chamber in this story. And then Lisa Schneider, the chief digital officer at Merriam-Webster's Dictionary, just shared absolutely everything you could possibly want someone to share very transparently, which has a lot to do with why they're so successful, not just on my show, but elsewhere. And so the episode got me again. The show, the installation of my show is called Voices. That is by far my most shared piece of content.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Fantastic. What do you think was like the crux of it that made people share? Like, what's the advice that other people could take away and go, I'm going to try to do something similar to that?
I don't know that necessarily there's one piece of advice. But because the show is really about kind of making you feel, making you think, making you question your own ways. Mm-hmm. It's not prescriptive in terms of,
emotion.
Yeah, it uses emotion. It uses a lot of conflict to bring out the best in people when they resolve that conflict. And there's a lot of playfulness. I like sarcasm a lot, as you probably know. Yeah. And so that comes through. Yeah, just a little bit. And that comes through a lot in this one installation of my audio show.
Awesome. Okay, you're doing okay. I think we've had about two here.
Yeah. Okay, question number two. Let's see if you can pull this one back. What is your biggest time saver when it comes to creating content for your audio show?
Yeah. This might not be a tactic, a tool, a clever answer. Making great product, having something actually worth sharing, actually worth distributing and marketing. I spend an inordinate amount of time on the structure of the show, on minute-to-minute goals that we want to achieve, on learning and teaching myself the mechanics of great story, humor, things like that. And it all serves to create a product that is inherently worth distributing if you are consuming that product, or worth coming back to and spending lots and lots of time with. And I think this is where so much marketing goes awry, which is I've made something that I think is okay, I have a deadline, or I'm looking too far ahead at some kind of results, and I haven't actually focused on making a product that's actually worth all those things we're seeking as marketers, which should be byproducts, leads and sales and shares and all that stuff. That is a byproduct. That is signal that you've made something worthy. And so I just obsess over the content word in content marketing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's cool. It's almost like if you make it so good, then it doesn't matter how long it takes because it's going to work.
Within reason, I think you want to put in the muscle memory, to put in the reps of making things that you can go faster and faster. You can rely on your intuition to make hard choices, because I think your intuition is that skill we have to succeed at a higher speed or an ever-increasing speed. Instead of following some list every single time you have to do the same task, you start to be able to do it naturally. And so I think it's not necessarily about, I don't care about deadlines because I have them. Everyone does. It's not necessarily about, I don't care about results because I need them, especially as a solo entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I think it's about caring about the process, caring about the craft mm-hmm. of making things so much that, you know, you go through all these revolutions in your mind and these reps of things you publish that it just becomes second nature. You start to sprint a lot faster than others right. and they view your work yeah. as too good to happen that fast, mm-hmm. but you're just stronger.
Ah, okay, that's cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, third question. What do you wish you had done sooner when it comes to content marketing?
I wish I made my job the thing I actually want to do sooner versus having that be a side project. So I love speaking and I love shows. And that's now my career. And I think for a while it was trying to be on the periphery of my career. And the problem with that is I couldn't give it the love it needed. I couldn't give it the calories. I couldn't network to the right people because that networking time was for the day job. There's all these things that happen when you relegate the thing you most want to do to the side. And side projects are wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I have launched a ton of them. I think they're very important. But I think at some point, if you find such love that all you think about is that side project, or you would just do it for its own sake in a vacuum, void of results, that's the thing you have to pursue in your career. And so for me, it's making speeches or making web series with brand partners or by myself. And it took me years and years to think that that was a worthy career to pursue, because if I looked around, everybody was bragging about the brands that they worked for or with, or thinking about building a venture scale tech company because I came out of the tech startup world. So it was just a moment of self-awareness or years of self-awareness being built up for me to decide that. And I wish it came sooner.
That's really interesting, because I think when most people are struggling with the content marketing, they're looking at the content. What is wrong with this content? Why aren't more people reading it or sharing it? When what you're saying is maybe you're doing it for the wrong reasons. That's the issue here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, if you try to skip too quickly to the end result of something, you get rid of all the possibilities you should poke down, all the abilities you have to understand and analyze your process and act like a scientist who's testing a hypothesis. You get rid of, I think, the part that's most important, which is the process that leads you to the results mm-hmm. that you can understand to be repeatable or improve upon it, you know, week over week, day over day, minute over minute, mm-hmm. Because you're just so obsessed with, you know, oh, just give me the answer. I don't care if I've gone through the process myself. You have the answer. Give it to me because you're on a stage or you're writing a book or something. I think that's total BS. And I think it has to come back to you caring about the process more than the end result. And oftentimes when you think like that, you get better end results.
Yeah.
I like that. And even like, no matter how good your content marketing is, if you're not passionate and have produced a good enough product, then there no amount of great content marketing is going to sell that product, right?
There it is. Doesn't have to be the topic either. Yeah, I write about Boron or whatever because that's my company. It's B2B. But can you tell a little story about a customer or your own life that makes you enjoy the process more? Because then when you enjoy it, you're focused on it, you're thinking about how to improve it, you're spending more time with it, you're doing all the things necessary to become great at that thing. And so don't just try to relegate the big creative moments or aspirations to the side. Find little ways to weave that into your day job, and slowly they build on each other. You know, again, if you sell the most boring product in the world, that doesn't matter.
Awesome. That is really interesting, Jay. Thank you for
Thanks.
That.
I'm going to have to go through and see if we can pick out any times that you have said the word create an episode on podcast.
Yeah, there. We were way too enthralled.
I did say episode twice. I know that much.
And there we go again.
Jay, where can people find out more about you and what you do and what you're up to?
It's all for me back to the show. So can I say the P word now? Am I off the hook?
We'll let you off. Go for it.
Okay. It's all the podcast. It's Unthinkable. I'm just having so much fun telling stories of people that look squarely in the eye at what they're supposed to do in a situation because some guru told them or their past precedent of the industry told them they should do it this way. They did it this way because they trusted their own intuition and got exceptional results. And I'm trying to tell those stories and also analyze how that bridge is kind of built between those two things of conventional thinking and thinking for yourself. So the show is Unthinkable. It's just so much fun, and I hope people check it out and enjoy it.
Yeah, check that one out, guys. Thank you so much, Jay, for partaking in the slow fire round.
Thank you.
Tool, don't brew. We are joined by Kim Garst. Kim, are you ready to not brew?
I am ready to not drool because, you know, honestly, the thoughts of that being on video is a little bit... like, not cool. I don't want to droll, okay?
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen then. Okay, the rules in this game are simple. All you have to do is tell us what your favorite tool is whilst holding a mouthful of water. You will win 5 points if you manage to do this successfully, but you will lose 5 points if you drool, spit, swallow, spray, can't think of any more words.
Splatter,
there we go.
I don't know. It might be kind of fun to see what it would look like, you know? All right. Well, hopefully we won't see
what it looks like. Yeah. I'm down for that.
Okay, Kim, please take your drink of water. Okay, Kim, what is your favorite tool and why?
You got
it. Oh my god, you killed Kim Goss.
I think I just lost my points.
I couldn't even attempt to work that one out, could you?
You guys might have to edit that out.
I'll just put it on like a repetitive loop. Who knows?
That's a gift.
Okay, Kim. What is your favorite tool and why? Please do tell.
I have to ask this question. Has anybody managed to do that?
Not very well.
I thought I could do this, no problem. It didn't work.
Do you want to take an actual glass of a sip of water?
So funny that whoever thought that up. I mean, really? That was a good one. All right, so my favorite tool for now, I have a lot of favorite tools, but something that came to my attention just recently, I'm still trying to recover.
I'm trying not to laugh. I'm so hot.
Is a tool called Lumen, LUMEN5.com. Mm-hmm. And basically what it is you can put in your blog post and just the link, you copy and paste the link in.
Yeah.
And it'll pull in your blog post. And sorry.
Oh my God, you really almost killed Kim Gast. Yeah.
You might kill somebody with this, guys. You might have to rethink this one. But it's quite funny. I mean,
yeah,
basically you can pull your text in and it'll create a video of your blog post. Wow. So it's a great way to repurpose, going back to, you know, my favorite way to save time, mm-hmm. is repurposing. Mm-hmm. And you can, like I say, you can take your blog post and turn it into kind of a story. And ultimately, you can pull in, they have, graphics that you can choose from, photos you can choose from, but you can pull in your own photos as well as your own video if you want to. And you can basically make your blog post turn into something that's living, you know, that moves and has a lot more energy, and ultimately use it to drive traffic back to your blog. So I'm loving that tool. I just learned about it. I think it's fairly new, and literally within, you know, 10 minutes max, you can take your blog, create a video for any blog post that you have, put it on YouTube, put it on Facebook, put it wherever you want.
That's really cool. A lot of people are repurposing the other way, aren't they? They'll turn a video into a blog. But it's always been quite hard to do it the other way around. Yeah. So
I'm drinking my water in peace now, okay?
Thanks so much, Kim Gars, for playing Tool Don't Drill and not dying on us. Yeah.
I thought I was, but I didn't. So we're good.
And now, an intermission.
This podcast is brought to you by Atomic, our killer community of business owners and solopreneurs who are achieving amazing things with remarkable marketing. Head on over to andrewandpete.com/Atomic and take a sneak peek behind the scenes. Tweet or no tweet?
Is it a tweet? I don't know.
Hello, Chris Ducker. In this round, we're going to show you 5 tweets. And all you have to do to win a point is guess whether these tweets are actually something that you tweeted or we've just made up.
Oh my God, this is terrible. Okay, all right. Good, good, good.
We went back far as well.
You know, I've been on Twitter since August 2008. Yes. You're aware of that fact, right?
Yeah,
we went all the way.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Okay. I'm so scared right now. I'm actually shaking. I'm so scared right now. Okay, go. Let's play. Let's do it.
Let's do this. All right, tweet number one. Playing Monopoly with the kids. I should let them win, but I'm not going to. # got to learn.
Tweet.
Did you tweet that or did you not? Tweet?
I tweeted it.
You tweeted that?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
We made that one up.
I'm sure I've done something about Monopoly on Twitter before. Okay, good, good, good. All right. You've got the Chris Ducker voice very well. If you ever want to ghostwrite, let me know.
The hardest thing is making up these fake tweets. You really need to get into your psyche. Okay, here we go. Tweet number 2. Easily my fave TV show right now. # Storage Wars.
I'd say, I would probably say tweet. And that's got to be a good 3-4 years old, probably. I'm going to say tweet.
On the 22nd of November, 2011, you did tweet that.
Well done.
6 years ago. Good gosh.
Are you still into Storage Wars?
It was a great show for the first couple of seasons, and it became very repetitive.
I like the American version, like the American one, when they're like, money, and all that.
I haven't seen Storage Wars. I feel like I'm missing out now.
It was good.
All right, the next one. At Andrew and Pete, great meeting you, Pete and Andrew.
No tweet.
No tweet.
Correct.
You do know which way around to say our names. Well done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Tweet number 4. Without focus, an entrepreneur is about as much use as a fart in a spacesuit. # just saying.
# tweet all the way. Absolutely.
You know your tweets. That one is a treat.
It's a treat as well.
Right. Did you know you've used the word fart 3 times in the history of your tweeting?
That's great. I mean, my whole deal is that I thought at one point in my life, farts would become not funny, but I'm 44 this year and I still laugh at them. So clearly I'm just a big child at the end of the day.
That's pretty funny. All right, last one. You're doing well.
Last one. Okay.
Friday is for my youngest son, except for when he goes to sleep. Then it's time to work. For now, we're pretending to be frogs.
Pretending to be
frogs. Tweet or no tweet?
No tweet.
That was a tweet.
No.
You were a frog at some point.
On the 10th of December 2010, you were pretending to be a frog. You heard it here first.
My son would have been, a year and a half or so? That sounds totally plausible. But it just goes to show you, though, # No Work Friday has been around for quite some time in the household, the Ducker Chateau. So there you go. All right. Good, good, good. That was fun. I enjoyed that. I feel like I want more than 5 tweets. I feel like I want a lot more. You know what I mean?
Maybe we should do a podcast just on tweet on no tweet. It'll be an Andrew and Pete podcast spinoff.
Room 101.
Hello, Amy Schmittauer. Are you excited?
So excited!
Yes, you should be, because this is your opportunity to banish any marketing tools, tactics, or strategies that are really, really annoying into Room 101. So, Amy, what do you want to banish and why?
Oh, there's just so many things. I think I'll pick one that has been really pertinent for me lately. I made a big transition on my Twitter profile probably a couple of years ago where I stopped scheduling a lot of activity there. And I think that's something we've seen so often on Twitter is that people are trying to keep that presence really moving and constantly sharing value. And I think that there is value in that, and a little bit of scheduling is okay. But if I'm banishing something, I'm just going to banish it now, because I've noticed a significant increase in engagement on a platform that everybody is saying is dying. Like, nobody pays attention to Twitter anymore. It's too busy. It's too this, it's too that. There's so many other places to be. Because I've stopped scheduling and literally do everything on Twitter in real time, especially start conversations with people, the engagement rate and the shareability of my posts have just increased probably 500%. So that I would, at this point, because of what I've tested on my end, and I'm in the marketing world, so a Twitter profile for a marketer can look really, really boring sometimes. Because I've found a way to not make it boring, it totally works, and we just need to banish scheduling of the tweets. Buffer, Hootsuite, they're banging tools, and they have a place and a time, but like, let's just banish it.
I feel like we need to do this as an experiment. Awesome. Amy, thank you so much for that one.
Now it's time for the quickest marketing tip of the week. Starring our amazing guest expert, Anne Hanley.
Take more risks.
And that was the quickest marketing tip from our guest expert of the week. Marketing to Tango. We are joined by the infamous Batman.
I'm Batman.
Or actually, it's just Mark Chafer in a Batman mask.
No, it's Batman. It's really Batman.
It's really Batman.
I'm psyched out already.
Yeah, this is tactical psychological warfare, I think. Because in this round, Mark is going to be battling it out against Andrew in our version of Marketing Tango. You have to name something from a certain category. Now, for everyone that you get right, you get a point. But if you get it wrong, then you lose, okay?
If you
successfully beat Andrew and he fails before you, then you win 5 bonus points. So there's a lot of points to be won here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to play Marketing Tango?
Bring it, Andrew.
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Andrew?
I'm ready. Come on, give us the category here.
So the category is stupidly big companies that Mark Chafer has worked with. Now, as a little context to this, we were on Mark Chafer's website preparing for this, and he has a little client list on his website, which lists off. When I say little,
better than I do. Wait, let me. You're looking at my freaking website.
Yeah, we got it right here. No, I'm gonna put the website away.
This is the dumbest game ever. Watch Andrew read a list.
Microsoft.
Dell.
AT&T.
Pfizer.
Adidas,
you said it wrong.
Johnson & Johnson.
Caterpillar.
The BBC.
General Electric.
Cisco? I'm struggling.
Interval.
Dell? We said Dell.
Down.
I was giving you a good run for your money there, Mark. I was thinking, wow, I don't even remember some of these you were coming up with. I feel like you've just opened up a battle of Adidas versus Adidas as well. So, yeah, it's so Adidas.
It's definitely Adidas.
It is. I don't know how, you know, why would they pronounce it in different ways? I don't know. But you know,
client, how do they pronounce it?
Yeah.
Well, the division I worked with was in America, and I mean they said Adidas. Oh. I mean they were pretty much American, almost all Americans that worked in that division, and yeah, it was never an issue. But I was aware that they say different things in different countries.
Never so known funny. Any company to pronounce their own name incorrectly. That is crazy.
It's Apple.
I know.
Apple. We work for Andrew and Pat.
Andrew and Pat.
PT.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Well done.
Well
you
done.
Won.
You
bonus
win.
5 points on Marketing Tango.
I'm glad I won that one.
Killer questions.
Welcome to the final edition of Killer Questions. And today, we have a very special question.
Yes, our question today comes from Chris from Abrupt Audio. Now, Abrupt Audio are the team behind all of this podcast. They're doing all the editing. They're making the magic happen.
What a legend!
So I'm quite excited to see what he's asked us. And to be fair, he could just edit this. So.
He could just edit this post-edit, yeah. Make us look like idiots.
If he hasn't been doing that already.
Mm. Here's the question.
Hi guys, Chris from Abrupt Audio here. Now, I've been watching and listening to you terrorize all these poor marketing people throughout your show. And I thought it was time I helped them get their own back just a little bit. So my question for you has three rules. One, you can't say blog or vlog. Two, you can't say YouTube. Three, you can't say content. And my killer question is one of your very own. What is your most shared piece of content? And why do you think that is? Enjoy.
Oh,
OMG.
Good question.
Guys, I promise you, we didn't even set that up. We didn't even ask him to ask that. So what can we say? Oh, no, I can't say it. Okay, I got it. Do you have it in your head? What
I have it. Say? I have it. Okay.
Okay, so I think we both know what our most shared piece of information online mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
And it was probably a video.
It was
we
a video. We can say that
we
word.
We can say that word. Video we created last Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we basically got a ton of marketers singing the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. But a marketing version of it.
Yes.
So it was quite fun. And I think that's why it performed so well. It got thousands of views, like tens of thousands of views, and it did extremely, extremely well.
This is so much harder than I thought it was. I think there was various factors that mm-hmm. led to its success.
Mm-hmm.
I think, number one, it was very topical.
Yeah, it was seasonal.
It was seasonal. It was Christmas time. Everyone's going to share that. Probably wouldn't do as well in June.
No.
or maybe for the Christmas novelty factor. Maybe. Who knows? I think with the fact that we got influencers involved.
Yeah, who shared it.
Yeah, who shared it with their audiences really helped. And I think the fact that it was a different piece of video mm-hmm. to usual really helped as well. So yeah. I think it caught a lot of people by surprise.
Okay, this is really tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
We feel bad for our podcast.
I think at this point is when we would have asked more questions as well.
Just to trip them up.
Yeah. So how can you do a Christmas video as well?
I think we've done well.
I don't think we've said any of the words.
No.
He's going to just put them in the edit, I'm sure. All right. Thank you so much for that question, Chris. That was a good one and a tough one and rounds us off nicely on Killer Questions.
Surprise! Guest of the week.
I am done with this round. We're on the final episode. It never works. All these people are full of stupid excuses. I'm done. We're not doing it. We're just going to go right to the scores.
Come on, pal. Don't worry. I've got you back this time. I've actually got someone on the phone right now.
Really? Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnie himself on the phone right now.
Yeah, he's on the phone. Well, he's got me on hold, but yeah, he's on the phone.
How long have you been on hold for?
About 3 hours.
Right, and what did he say right before he put you on hold?
I'll be back.
Well, good luck with that one, Pete.
He's not coming on, is he?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Damn it! Let's just go to the scores. Wow, what an incredible last finale episode of the Andrew and Pete Show. Andrew, I am dying to know the final scores. I am dying to know who has won and who is going to be crowned the ultimate marketing champion. I feel like this is too intense for me. I'm sweating, I'm nervous, I'm excited.
Just take a breath. Take a breath.
You just need to tell me to go.
You're gonna have to lie down afterwards, don't worry. Well, in the end, guys, there was only 1 point between first and second place.
My God.
Which is crazy. So let's see what that leaderboard looks like. In 10th place, we have Amy Schmittauer with 5 points. Commiserations, Amy. In 9th place, we have Kim Garst, not too far behind, with 7 points. In 8th place, we have Jay Bear with 11 points. Joint 6th, I'm sure you're going to be happy about this, is Anne Handley and Joe Palizzi. Joint 6th with 12 points each.
I know they both really, really wanted to beat each other, yes. So that's a great result.
Good result. In 5th place, we have Chris Ducker with 15 points. In 4th place, Peg Fitzpatrick drops out of medal positions.
Oh, no!
With 17 points. Brian Fanzo drops into 3rd place. Whoa. With 18 points. And out of absolutely nowhere, Mark Schaefer jumps into 2nd place with 21 points. But that does mean he did lose points this episode, but nobody was able to catch Mr. Squirt Gun Justice, Jay Akunzo, who is the ultimate marketing champion, yes. With 22 points.
Jay Akunzo is the champion of the world.
Congratulations, Jay. We're going to get you a golden squirt.
Thank you.
Guys, that brings us to the very end of season one of the Andrew and Pete Show. We have had an absolute blast, and we hope you have really, really enjoyed it too. Please make sure to subscribe and tell everyone about this show so they can enjoy it too. And since it is the final show, we would really, really appreciate a great rating and review in whatever app that you get your podcast from.
Yes, guys, and if you do want to see a season two, then please do let us know, because we are up for doing all this again, aren't we? But one last time, that, guys, was
the Andrew and Pete Show!